You're listening to a download from North Sound One. Listen again.
Step back in time. It's Pepsi and Shirley on the show this morning. Guys, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Wow.
Well, it blew us away.
There's only two of you there.
The thing is, the longer you're going to speak to us, there's a good chance I'm going to speak Scottish.
Yeah,
really?
Aye.
It's funny you should say that, because I think by the end of the show, we should maybe get you speaking some Aberdonian.
It's very hard.
Aberdonian. Yeah. How do you say that?
They speak very different in the
really?
North of Scotland. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It's like northeast.
We've got our own little language up here.
Really? It's a great okay. sound.
It's right. called anyway. Doric.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, I want to talk about the 80s because I remember the 80s. Grant doesn't really remember
no,
the 80s.
Really, no.
Oh, I'm so, yeah.
A baby.
Do you know, but he actually told me his mum's like only about 7 or 8 years older than me, and it freaks me out slightly.
But, without making you guys
Shown
sound.
Our age.
Oh, it's
How
horrible.
Old are you, Grant, then?
22.
So do you remember anything about Wham at
all?
Well,
no, funny you should say that.
My daughter's 22.
When I told my mum, I was interviewing you guys, and she said, oh my God, can I come? I said, no.
Your mother has taste.
Yeah. Fine woman.
Do you know, to be honest, he was listening to Wham in the car yesterday, weren't you, Grant?
I've got the...
That helps.
Obviously, you guys
are
here
to... What are your thoughts on that, Grant?
Well, you guys are here to plug the new album, the finale, you know, 25 year anniversary of Wham. So I got a copy of the album.
Right.
I'm now addicted to Young Guns, Bad Boys,
nice.
And Club Tropicana. Oh.
Nice. Now you're talking.
What a bass line in Club Tropicana.
Yes.
Have you actually got a favourite? Can you pick a favourite, girls,
oh
from the
gosh.
Album?
Well, the thing is, I think Where Did Your Heart Go is good. That deserves a listen. A lot of people don't know that song. Deserves a listen. And obviously, a lot of people love Club Tropicana and Wham.
Can't
oh
say
dear,
anymore.
I've got yeah.
But
teeth
remember,
in.
On the yes. Final, the new album, you get the DVDs, so you can. It's good to be able to see what these people look like, you know, when they were younger. And I love Young Guns. The lyrics in it make me laugh so much. For a young boy to be writing those lyrics are funny.
Oh, I'm going to have to go back and listen to the lyrics.
Go and listen
though,
to the lyrics, yeah.
My
I just
favorite
laugh.
Bit is where he goes, George, listen to my fiancé.
Yeah. Hey, George, meet my fiance.
There is quite a lot of 80s presence in the jungle this year. I don't know if you're kind of watching. Yeah, Sunita, Pat Sharp. How would you feel about being asked to go into something like I'm a Celebrity?
No way. I would. It's not the fact that, would I be embarrassed to do a celebrity show? No, I would do that. But uh-huh. I'd like to do Dancing on Ice. But
I'd like to do the
do
opera
bugs.
One, the pop to opera one, the singing
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
I'd love to know. But you know what? I watched that and everyone was giving Sunita a hard time. The way she reacted, I would have reacted exactly the
Me
same
too.
Way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't think she deserves a hard
oh,
time.
Oh, no, I would have manned up a bit. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, no, no. I mean,
those people need feeding.
No.
So what? Not saying I watch it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think you do, actually. What do you miss the most about the 80s? What would you say? Have you got
shoulder pads?
Yes. Oh, my God. Do you know, I used to be really embarrassed with my mum's shoulder pads, but now shoulder pads are coming back in.
Oh,
I think.
Well, if you want to see some shoulder pads. If you go to shirleykemp.com, okay. I photograph some of our Wham clothes.
Oh, brilliant.
And
oh,
wow. I think the jacket is about 4 foot wide on the shoulders.
I know, it's like American footballer style.
Yeah, it's American footballers. It's ridiculous.
Why we thought that was actually a good look?
I have no idea.
I blame Dynasty.
Dallas, absolutely. Yeah. Joan Collins, yeah.
I mean, it was so bad. Has it ever come back?
I thought it did come back for a little while. I'm sure I've got some shoulder pads.
But not the same, though.
They're like sofa. They're like armchairs.
Yeah.
Even,
like
but why make yourself look like a brick
Pinhead.
Wall?
Yeah. I know.
I mean, really.
Honey monster.
I know, but it was quite good, the optional one. You remember the ones you could take out?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I had loads of those.
Yeah, you could actually decide whether you wanted to look like a...
Well, what about
ones
that you're extra?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a puffball skirt, a Pepsi and Shirley puffball, Yasmin?
No.
They're not on the go.
You know, get them in Scotland.
That's it. We've just
Top
we're
Shop.
Then
we're
here.
In Top Shop. We had the first clothes range in Top Shop, and there's lots of girls out there that used to walk around looking exactly like us.
Is that kind of like a rara skirt then?
Yeah, but it's a skirt that's turned into itself.
I know what you
so
mean.
So it makes like
yeah.
it all
black
puffy.
Adder.
Yeah. It looks like something you might take to your album. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about now. So what have you guys sort of been, I mean, obviously it's been a little while, but so you can't say too much about, but what have you guys been doing since we heard from you last? I mean, you must be so busy.
We have been up to so much. Obviously, it's 25 years since this album was. So, I mean, Shirley and I, we're not ones for being held in the past. We appreciate what's happened to us in the past. We get nostalgic like everyone else, but we're very much about moving forward. So we've been very creative with our lives. I've been a businesswoman. I've trained as a life coach, as a mentor to kids who want to get into the entertainment industry. I moved to the Caribbean. I've lived in New Zealand. I've got my own business out there called Just Sell.
This could take a while.
It could take, you know, forever. And wait till you hear what Shirley's been up to.
Well, I had two children, one who's 22, one 18, and I've studied photography, I've studied art, I've been creating my own homeware range, and that's what I would love to be doing lots of creative things. Like, and if you go to shirleykemp.com, as I said earlier, you'll kind of catch up with what I've been up to, really.
And you have been performing as well, because did you not perform earlier this
year? Forgot about
as well?
That. Oh, yeah. We do a bit of singing in between.
Yeah, just
a bit.
As well, yeah. Yeah, we did the Here and Now tour this summer.
That never feels like work.
That was fun. One of the highlights was watching Jimmy Somerville, which was extraordinary. Yeah. His voice is still quite amazing.
And where's he from? He's from Scotland.
I think he's Glasgow. Yeah.
That's right.
And we went on the last show in Brighton. We went on and we sang Get It On with Boy George. We
did Jimmy took over.
Yeah, which was a lot of fun. And we had lots of funny chats with Jason Donovan as well.
So it was a really good career.
So we're hoping to do more next year, hopefully.
So when you were like backing singers to, of course, Wham, did you not ever feel like the urge to, I always wanted to ask backing singers, did you not ever feel the urge to get to the front of the stage, sort of grab the microphone off George and just sort of take over?
No, because he was doing it very well.
He was doing it very well. Okay. Yeah.
I think it was all about timing for us. I mean, there was a point where you're thinking, oh, I really want to go up and do a bit more. You know, we didn't really feel like we were doing much. But we knew that was coming. We knew that when we're going to split, hence the final. So we were prepared as soon as that happened that we had our own record deal ready and a song to go.
That's why it was such a happy day.
We were like, how much longer have we got to be in this van? We've got Pepsi and Shirley to get on with.
Bye. See ya.
I remember seeing you in my Smash Hits magazine as well. It's like, oh.
Oh, we were always in Smash Hits magazine and Number One magazine, that's Just 17.
That's another thing. Like, you know, with all this sort of like media technology at the moment, we've been asked so many times, oh, we've seen you on Smash Hits. So what we've done is we've got a Shirley and Pepsi website, and majority of it is just pictures, like a front pages, what we were wearing and things like that. So do check
Shirley,
it out, people.
PepsiandShirley.com.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right. No offense, Shirley, but it doesn't sound right.
I found myself saying Shirley.
I had to persuade her. It took me ages to go that way. So thank you for that, Shirl. Putting me right there. Yeah, thank you.
Like Yaz was talking about this earlier on, we can't imagine you guys being apart. You don't live together.
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes we do.
I think the term soul sisters is actually true for us.
Soul sisters.
You're not going to spend Christmas together, are you? Because I know, Shirley, you're married to the lovely Martin Kemp.
I am, yes. What a Christmas present that is.
But that was a Christmas present and a half when that happened. Yeah.
No, I'm going to be in the Caribbean, believe it or not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that's where I live most of the time. So I'm going to have a sunshine, sunny Christmas.
But I am determined to recreate the Last Christmas video look.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that video. But how does it feel the Last Christmas song gets played every single Christmas? Do you ever get bored, like when you're in Tesco, you're walking about and you hear that?
Never.
Look, like I said, I live in the Caribbean. There it is, boiling hot, and you're in the supermarket, and guess what comes on? Last Christmas. And, you know, twinkle sounds and snow and all that. But, yeah, all over the world.
I actually love the way George sings that. It's so gentle. Yeah, it's kind of so sweet.
Very nice.
I've got to ask as well. I mean, you know, how did you guys feel about sort of George and Andrew back in the day? Did you, not like a lot of other girls in those days, have a massive crush on them?
Oh, no.
No? Because for me, it would be like singing in front of someone you like is like, you know, doing a...
No. I say, ooh, no, because... they're my brothers.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you've got that kind of relationship
with them.
They're
like part of my family, and it's like, stop, you know, we used to have banter like I would have with my siblings, you know what I mean? So the thought of that, it just didn't come into my mind whatsoever. So, yeah, they're like my family, so no.
How are things? Are you still always close now? Do you still obviously George is doing his tour at the moment. Do you still?
Yeah.
Yes, we went to see him we saw him actually twice in 1 week on the show. So, but we're all really good friends still, but none of us kind of live as nearer to each other. Obviously, Pepsi living in the Caribbean is pretty far. But we used to get together always like once a year, Christmas times, and to recreate last Christmas. But we've always stayed in touch, and we all are good friends still. No one's ever fallen out or upset each other. So it's fantastic because there's such a part of, you know, my life, that Pepsi, George and Andrew are a huge foundation in my life. So I love the fact that I could call them, any one of them, at any time. So,
do you know we used to go carol singing?
Not around houses.
Yeah.
You did not. All
four of us with a bunch of mates. And what we used to do was take, one of the very first ones we did was round where George used to live up in Radlett, in the UK. And we decided to get a beatbox, put some of the tracks on, backing tracks, some songs, and we knocked on people's houses. And the first reaction was like, oh, look, just go away. And then you can see their faces, like, do the double take, and it's like, oh, my gosh. And we actually raised money for charity.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a good... Yeah, and I like the fact that you said beatbox as well. Yeah. Right back to the...
Back in the day,
What's a beatbox?
Yeah, oh, never mind.
Stop it, Grant.
I get this every day, Pepsi.
You've missed out so much, Grant.
That's what I think. I was showing him the other day, letters. I've got letters that me and my friends have written back in the day, and it's great because nobody writes letters anymore. And it's just
I
so
found
good.
A load of postcards that I sent my parents when I was touring because we would go away for months and we couldn't call them. That's all they waited for was a postcard. I'm in Australia now. It's really not really hot. No, but I'm in Hong Kong now. That's all she knew was the postcards.
Oh, see, I'm so glad. I love all this. I really do. Yeah, I love a bit of nostalgia on the show. So I think we should maybe play one of the tracks off the album.
I think we should get you guys to pick that.
Oh, ooh, which one?
This is gonna
Ooh. Oh, she's off. How about Club Tropicana?
I know it's winter.
That's subconscious.
So, you know, let me take you to a place where membership's a smiling face.
Brush shoulders with the stars.
I'm so
excited.
That's
a lyric, by the way. That's a lyric.
Do you know, I was at the traffic lights yesterday and I just got this album in my car and up quite loud. And I remember, I think I'm quite cool.
Grant, yeah, you are.
22, of course you're cool.
I was sitting there with Club Tropicana blasting at the traffic lights.
Cool.
There is actually a nightclub in Aberdeen called Club Tropicana. The drinks are not free, let me tell you. They're not free, but there is. It's really, there's a Rubik's Cube and whatnot, and you go in and there's a Transformer there as well, like a big, massive life-size.
Do you think they're trying to say something?
Yeah.
Let's stay in the 80s.
Yeah, get the leg warmers on and that's right. So good. But yeah, let's
Grant, you missed out on so much.
Do you know what? I really don't think I missed anything with leg warmers, really.
You're just lucky fashion has a way of like coming round and you'll see leg warmers.
Slapping you in the face. Yeah. You will not deny it. Next year, leg warmers are in, Grant. So make sure you have your day glow wet leg warmers.
Oh, you guys have been lovely. Listen, Mum, I'm so jealous I got to speak to you.
Say hello to your mum for us.
I love to mum.
What is mum's name then?
Mum's name is Patricia. Say hello.
Patricia. Hi, Patricia. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
Raised a fine son there.
Ooh, yeah. I'm feeling a bit Jedwoody.
That's brilliant.
On that note, I think we should play the song.
The energy was a bit high then.
Well, before we go out, I've got to say, have a great Christmas as well, guys.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely Christmas.
And what song are we going to play?
We're going to play Club Tropicana.
Oh, we are? Yeah.
Honestly, do you see what I have to work with?
I know. I'm a bit of a scatterbrain, really, the best of times. These early mornings, that's what it is.
I know.
Oh, listen, guys, it was fantastic to speak to you, seriously.
And you.
Take care. And remember, 28th of November. Wham, the final.
I was gonna say yes.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listenagain.